Greetings, Calvary and friends. This is Pastor Walton. We have a lot to cover, but I hope that you're all doing well as you can be doing, that your families are well. We want to continue to pray for those in our church family who are dealing with illness and some who are dealing with a recent bereavement. The scripture for today's message is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2. Verses 23 through 25, and it reads as follows from the New King James Version. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Thus ends the reading of the word. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing, understanding, and application of his holy word, taken from John 2, 23 through 25. I want to preach as God show God from the subject COVID-19 in May 2020, help from the Holy Spirit. COVID-19 in May 2020. Help from the Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, my sisters and brothers, we do have a lot to cover. The central purpose of this sermon, even though it is full of coronavirus information, as you will find, is to persuade an unsaved person, whoever you may be, to be saved. Jesus died on the cross for your salvation. He died so that you could be saved. If you're listening to this sermon and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, get or open up a Christian Bible app on your device or ask your friend to do it and read John 3:16 and 17. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And then the secondary purpose of this message is to encourage those who already are believers in Jesus Christ to live under the counsel and the discernment of the Holy Spirit. We know that you can only do that if you are saved, because whenever we are saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us at the moment of our salvation. Let us remember again, justification, regeneration, when that happens, and then sanctification, the lifelong discipleship following of Jesus Christ. Well, in terms of our passage, right before our focal verses, we see in the text, particularly in John 2:13 through 22, we see in our text that Jesus has cleansed the temple for the first time. The synoptics record a second cleansing near the end of his ministry, as is laid out in Matthew 21 and 12. The people he put out of the temple had impure motives. The scene was a prophetic invitation to worship God from the heart, not just the mouth with pretense and spiritual manipulation. And it has bearing on the coronavirus situation that we're all facing today, because in the halls of government, etc., all kinds in the halls of business, everything, all kinds of people, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Not everyone is being honest about why they want what they say they want. And I'm going to leave that right there. And then interestingly enough, in the passage right after our focal text, the one with a capital O, the one who knew all men, is this text tells us Jesus Christ enters conversations with a number of people who all needed him in diverse ways. This has bearing on the coronavirus pandemic because we are to be witnessing for Christ at this time. Remember that during this time, people are sensitive about the issues of life and death. friends of people are dying, family members, etc. There's all kinds of things going on in the world, and people who don't even have God in their vocabulary are talking about prayer and God. That means that the time is very ripe for witnessing and sharing Christ with the world. Christ's work on the earth is done. His work is done. Whenever he said, "It is finished," and "Into thy hands I commit my spirit," speaking to his Father, his work is done. We are his witnesses now. Will we tell people, this is a question, will we tell people the truth of who he is in love? Will we really tell people that he is the only way? Will we lovingly evangelize, or will we foolishly editorialize and miss the opportunity to plant a seed for Christ? Well, my sisters and brothers, the choice is up to you, but I don't know about anybody else listening, but I'm glad somebody told me what Jesus told Nicodemus, and that is that you must be born again. Well, our focal text, now we dealt with what comes before and what has come after. Our focal text deals with Holy Spirit discernment. There's mother wit. There are old wives' tales. Some rely on their birth sign. Some conjure up the dead. Others work roots and do any number of things, including solely rely on their own life experience. But I recommend that you either try Jesus if you're unsaved, or stick with Jesus if you are, and ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit in times like these. These are perplexing times. And I don't know about anybody else, but I need clear direction. Well, at the time of this sermon, according to the New York Times via the Associated Press, and I quote, "Some governors face growing resistance as many businesses open their doors around the country," unquote. My sisters and brothers, I did not think that at the beginning of this, we would still be at home at this point in the beginning of the month of May. I have to be honest. I know that some of you may have thought otherwise. Perhaps you knew all of this ahead of time, and that's great. But I confess that I did not. There are all kinds of protests going on. Many people are struggling with their health because they have the virus. And all of us have felt the financial crush. Admittedly, some more than others. Every state has its own scenario. Here in Wisconsin, Governor Evers has issued an order set to expire May the 26th, 2020. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, as of the time of this sermon, according to the Journal Sentinel, has decided to take the case challenging Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order. I will now quote extensively from that article. Quote, "Republican lawmakers brought the lawsuit last week as they contended Evers' restrictions have gone too far. They haven't coalesced behind their own COVID-19 response plan, but have said they should have a hand in determining whether business should remain closed. The case centers on how much power Evers has during a global health crisis. State law gives governors broader authority if they declare a public health emergency, but that authority expires after 60 days unless the legislature grants an extension. Evers declared a public health emergency on March the 12th, and that order expires on May 11th. Separately, his health services secretary, Andrea Palm, issued a stay-at-home order at Evers' direction that took place on March 25th. In April, Palm extended that order until May 26th. Evers and Palm argue she is able to issue an order that lasts longer than Evers' original emergency declaration because of a state law that gives the Department of Health Services wide latitude to fight public health threats. The GOP disputes this And the law they cite says, and I quote continually, no agency may implement or enforce any standard, requirement, or threshold, including as a term or condition of a license issued by the agency, unless that standard, requirement, or threshold is explicitly required or explicitly permitted by statute or by rule, unquote. Evers and Palm argue the law on state rules doesn't apply to what's happening now. Her agency's powers are spelled out in state law, so it doesn't need separate rules about what it can do, they say, unquote. And this comes from the Journal Sentinel. So Governor Evers' plan, according to the Journal Sentinel, April 29th, under the heading, Evers has laid out a series of benchmarks in his Badger bounce back plan. What if some are met and not others? Is, quote, over 14 days, the state must have fewer new diagnoses of coronavirus, fewer new reports of flu-like symptoms, and a lower percentage of positive coronavirus tests. That doesn't mean there must be improvements every day for 14 days, but rather that there must be a positive trend over that period, unquote. As of the time of this sermon, an article has come out on JS Online stating that Milwaukee is ramping up contact tracing and adds MPS nurses. That's the title of the article. Contact tracing, according to the article, quote, starts with a case investigation or in-depth interview with those who have tested positive or surviving family members about their interactions with others. Then workers notify those they had contact with about the possible exposure, explain symptoms of the disease, and urge them to self-isolate and watch for any emerging symptoms. Health officials say they needed more boots on the ground earlier, particularly in Sherman Park and other Northside Milwaukee areas. Lastly, as I read the news on the day that I'm preaching this sermon, Waukesha and Kenosha counties see steady rises in deaths. Well, my sisters and brothers, I know there was a lot of information, but it doesn't seem like we are nearly out of the woods. It appears that we are still very much in the woods, even though I know that things are progressing, and I'm heartened by that. Lastly, on this coming Tuesday, May the 5th, 2020, as I've just shared with you, the Wisconsin Supreme Court could overturn Evers' order, and then more confusion and unrest than we currently have going on in our state could ignite. Well, why all of this information, some may ask. I'm glad you asked that question. And this is a different kind of preaching. This is pandemic style preaching. Believe it or not, Jesus cares about the pandemic. He's not just concerned about us when we die physically. This is emergency crisis preaching. This is right now preaching. We were in a crisis before this, as the virus has let us know. But now we are still in an emergency state. Ignore safety precautions at your own risk. People who've survived it will tell you it's not a joke. My sisters and brothers, this coronavirus, this COVID-19 has changed the world. Church will never be the same either. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking, and other pastors all over this country, all over this world, are thinking about what church is going to look like, thinking about all of the changes, etc. And right now, it looks like we may well return, and I don't know, that I'm just speculating, it looks like we may well return in some configuration, because we don't know what it's going to look like right now, but we're thinking and praying about it in June. But we don't know. There are so many divisions, however, in our country right now. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, because we need Him to help us sort out, kind of like eat the fish and spit out the bones. We need Him to be the one. And that's why I've said over and over again, Calvary, submit to Christ. Submit to Christ above anyone and everyone. Submit to Him. He will tell you what to do if you submit to Him. Let Him be your best friend. Let Him be the one who directs you. There are so many divisions in our country right now. We see that. We see all of the partisanship, etc. And there's so many divisions in our state and city right now. This thing has lasted longer than many expected, and money has gotten real funny. And many folk that started out quoting Psalm 91 aren't quoting it anymore. And romances that were hot in late March have cooled off because the couple sees each other all the time and they done got tired of each other. And many of you have watched just about all the movies you can take on Netflix. You watch bowl games replayed. You watch the NBA finals over and over again from various years. You watch March Madness back from the 80s and the 90s. And for sports enthusiasts like myself, you wait for Sunday to see the special on Michael Jordan and you relive your past, or in my case, my youth, because that's when I was young. But guess what? It's still not over. I hear you. You're tired of Zoom. You're tired of FaceTime. You're tired of Facebook Live. And quiet as it's kept, some of you enjoy being home, but you're ready to get out again for real, and it's still not over. As I said last week, I think we're making progress, but it's simply not fast enough for most people. And my sisters and brothers, I just want to say, it really depends a lot how you view this thing on where you were in your life and circumstances when it started. What do I mean? What I mean is this: where were you and where were people Jesus-wise? Where were you? Where were people money-wise? Where were you relationship-wise? Where were you health-wise? Where were you mindset-wise? And I could go on, but you get the point. Some folks hate this. They hate the stay-at-home order, even though it was put in place, once again, I believe, from a governor who has a heart for people, and he was not being reckless in his leadership. I know it's a long time. It's longer than I wanted it to be, but I don't think that he was reckless. Some people hate it, however, but on the other end, some people are absolutely loving it. Well, I can't say that I hate it, and I can't say that I love it. I'm somewhere in the middle. But some people have been able to work from home while others could not. And I could go on and on, but I won't. I just want to suggest to you that at a time like this, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, receive Him, because He is the only one who can give you direction, good direction, direction worth following in a time like this. And for those of us who are believers, we need to redouble our efforts to listen to Jesus at a time like this and let Him be our closest companion. We don't know what's going to happen, but Jesus does. Conversations with Him. That's why we need the help from the Holy Spirit. Conversations with Him. And we know He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. Conversations with Him can keep your mind straight during times like these, when there's so much news coming at you that you don't know what to believe. At this time, we need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke of in many places, but specifically in John 16 and 7, where He said, "If I do not leave, He will not come. We need the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and to advise us. He is the one in the midst of all of this plethora and all of this stuff that's going on. He is the one who provides discernment. As the state begins to reopen and people continue doing what they think best, who are you going to consult with? At best, it's going to be confusing, and at worst, it could rival anarchy. Yes, that's in the Bible too. Judges 21 and 25 says, and I quote, "In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Well, Calvary, I'm done now, but I hope you get the point. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you've never asked him into your life, ask him into your life. I'm going to lead you through that prayer in just a few moments. If you are saved, redouble your efforts to stick with Jesus. There's a song, and I know when we go back and get in the building, we're going to sing this song, "Hold to God's Unchanging Hand." Time is filled. Isn't that what it's been like, y'all? Time is filled with swift transition. Nobody ever thought the world was going to shut down. Not on earth. What that means is nothing on earth, not on earth, nothing on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. That means have your feet anchored in Jesus Christ. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God said, "I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you." Matthew 7 and 7 says, you know, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. That's Jesus speaking. And for us, that means that the one who raised him from the dead, the Holy Spirit, is the one who is able to advise us. If we accept and submit to Christ, he will tell us by way of his Holy Spirit which way we are to go. So, what should our posture be this week? No matter what happens in the Supreme Court, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 pretty much sums it up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he, not us, not somebody else, and he will direct your path. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, but I believe that you died on the cross to save me from my sins. And right now I ask that you come into my heart. In Jesus' name I pray with sincerity. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer in sincerity, right now you are saved. I congratulate you. For those of you who listen to this message, you don't have a church home, we invite you to come after this is over, 2959 North Tetonia. Please check us out, www.calvarybaptistmke.com. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you this week. Amen.